So I've got a contextually relevant example. When I wanted to expand into America, I did what I thought was the logical thing. I asked all the members of my board, many of whom were investors, for their advice about who I should hire in America. And one of them said, I know this great guy, he's got a PhD from Harvard, he's real expert in the field, you should go hire him. I went over to the States and met him. He had a PhD from Harvard, you know, he's an expert in the field, and I thought, well, you know, okay, I mean, he's a warm body in America that, you know, somebody I know knows and thinks highly of. So I hired him. It was absolutely the worst decision I made, because this guy was a brilliant, gifted intellectual, and what I needed was a salesperson. And, you know, it never really occurred to me that what I was supposed to be doing was hiring somebody who was going to go and kick doors down and who was going to, you know, engage on a, you know, deeply emotional level with customers and make them love him and then, you know, get them to write checks. And I hired this guy who had a really great PhD in cryptography from Harvard. It was ridiculous. But wait, there's just one more thing. He hired a salesman who was the best salesman we ever had. He found a guy who was able to do the thing he couldn't do himself. So he was smart enough to realize what his own limitations were, and he actually realized, I think, that his ass was on the line if he didn't succeed in selling. But he knew he couldn't do it himself, so he found somebody who was really great. The guy had never sold cryptography before, but he learned because he was a good salesperson. And so my first terrible hire in America hired the best salesperson who built my sales organization and, you know, still worked in the business 10 years later. Funny how that works.
So my experience is not as happy as Alex's. I have to say that most of the hiring mistakes we made have been with hiring people for the US market. You know, culturally, I've begun, it took me a little while to understand that the amplifying, the volume on the amplification of self promotion is something that Brits need to take account of. So we've screwed up a number of times with senior people we hired to run sales operations in the US. Great CVs, paid all the fees, etc. We liked them, even got to know them, but they just seemed incapable of delivering. The other failure that I've had was one that to this day I remember, because we had this brilliant technical person we hired who was absolutely phenomenal, and it took us 3 years to finally bite the bullet and realize that this person was pathologically incapable of working with his and her, with his colleagues. And, you know, it didn't matter what, there was just some deep personality defect. And so, you know, we live and learn.